welcome back to the show. Mitch Evans Experience with you now on a Wednesday morning, which means the music is up. The music is with us. It means it's Wireless Wednesday. Rick Limpert joining us on the WaitFor.com hotline. Of course, Rick, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor who covers sports technology on a national level. Rick, adding things weekly, it seems like. He writes a daily tech column for Examiner.com. You find him featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Now also featured writer for Everything Georgia. And Rick also has his new golf travel book out. It's the Fam Trip Field Guide, and it documents Rick's many travels in 2014. And it's available on Amazon in the Kindle store or in print at thebookpatch.com. Rick, how are you? Did I take care of the business for you?
Mitch, you always take care of the business. I learn things about me listening to you sometimes.
You're killing me. Hey, we got an interesting segment, I think, here where, you know, we talked about your trip to Las Vegas last week to the electronics show there, and a lot of the tech trends now that are going to be hitting in 2015. So it's a perfect time to take a look at a bunch of things into the future that are pretty much right here now. And the first one is, I've heard about this, and so I'm sure that you checked it out when you're in Las Vegas, and this is the self-driving car.
Yeah, well, one of the great things about CES is you get to see the products and kind of determine what the tech trends are. And there was a lot of automobile technology on display, including the self-driving car from Audi. I didn't see it in action, but this car, the car they had on display, drove without a driver from San Francisco to the show. So they
How is that possible? Tell me, they demonstrated it. How do they do that?
Well, it drove from San Francisco to the show with, you know, somebody in the car as a passenger. And, you know, it was pre-programmed, and I'm sure there were other little bugs and hitches that happened along the way. You could have followed the trip on, you know, on the Internet. They really made a big deal of it. We're still a little ways away from self-driving cars, I think. You know, people in this country, we like to drive. People like to get behind the wheel. But it's kind of interesting. And then BMW and Mercedes also have cars that you drive it to the destination, but it will park itself. If you have a problem with parallel parking or squeezing into a spot, it has the sensors where it will fit into a spot. So if you're lousy at parking, some of the manufacturers are working on that as well. So lots of stuff going on with cars.
That's really interesting. I happen to be a great parallel parker. My dad was a truck driver for a little part of his life. So when he taught me how to drive, I got the bona fide tips on how to parallel park, which, you know, look, in big cities, you need to do that. In a place like Atlanta, where you have all kinds of parking lots, and you don't really have to parallel park all that much, but I still find it amazing that a car can actually parallel park by itself.
Yeah, you're right. In this city, probably because we don't have a lot of need for parallel parking. When there is a spot where parallel parking is required, it's usually a mess. So this car may be... Maybe we're still going to be driving the car, but for people that don't want to park, maybe that's where the connected car will take over and park itself. So they were doing demonstrations on how that works, and I didn't see all the nuts and bolts behind it, but it's pretty cool to see a car with nobody in it parking itself.
Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday with us. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Limpert, at Rick Roswell. Follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. And then everything we're talking about here on the show, you can check out Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info. We move on from the self-driving car to our homes, Rick, where, I mean, we talk about wireless, we talk about being connected. I mean, it seems like everything is moving towards being able to do whatever it is that you want from your home.
Yeah, you said the key word there. I think it's everything. And I didn't list out individual things in our little talking points because literally there was a sensor or an app for connecting everything in our home, flushing the toilet, to opening the garage door, to, you know, pretty much, like I said, everything. So we're just going to start out little by little, and they hope that this takes hold and we'll be controlling our home from a smartphone very soon.
Tell the truth. You tried out a remote control toilet, didn't you?
I ran from that one. I didn't know what was going on in that area. I was really interested in the garage one. I really liked that one. The company called Chamberlain has the MyQ smart garage door opener. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool. And then other things, controlling, you know, the thermostat and sound and lights in the house, that's going to be here very soon as well.
You know, if we were quick on our feet here, we would have had a toilet bowl flush sound effect after that, but we're not that quick, so we move on. Mitch Evans' experience here on 92.9 The Game Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert, who's reporting back for us just on all the futuristic technology that Rick caught when he was at the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas. All right, tell me, 4K. Now, we're talking about high definition. What are the levels and what are we looking at as far as 4K is concerned?
Okay, 4K, this has now been around for a few years, now getting more affordable. This is four times the resolution of what you probably have in your home right now if you have 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
So four times better. It's very nice.
So basically I could take my my TVs in the house that are 1080 and just basically dump them because I need 4K?
No, I mean you got to really want this. It's, like I said, it's going to cost more money. But on the heels of the 4K, they also had the 79-inch and 85-inch 8K TVs there as well. and that's even eight times the resolution of what you have now. And it's really stunning. But you got to be really good to even notice the difference between the 4K and the 8K. But when you look at a screen that big, it's very impressive.
Rick Limpert, just telling us about what the future holds for us here on Wireless Wednesday at 92.9 The Game.